Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another episode of A Silent Heart Radio. This morning I'm going to be discussing spiritual warfare. And spiritual warfare is a very practical subject. And all believers need to understand the scope of spiritual warfare and why it is necessary to have a very deep, practical knowledge of what this actually means. Now, in Ephesians chapter 6, of course, Paul talks about the armor of God, not the believer's armor. But he talks about the armor of God that has been given to believers. And the tenses and the language that Paul uses there lets us know that we are to put on the armor of God with the idea of never taking it off. Let me say that again. The way Paul writes in Ephesians 6 about the armor of God, believers are to put on, once and for all, put on the armor of God with the understanding that it is never to be taken off. Here's the rationale. You and I no longer belong to the satanic cosmos. We no longer belong here. This world, this age, truly is not our home. This age or ion, A-I-O-N in Greek, in the Greek New Testament. We are the church. We are the called out ones. We are part of the ecclesia, the called out ones of Christ. And Paul also tells us that our politema, or our home, is with God. We have an inheritance with God. So there has been this hiatus that has gone on in our lives, and that we are decidedly different. We are decidedly different. We are decidedly unique. We belong now to the Lord. And therefore, because you and I have been called out of the satanic cosmos, the devil seeks to destroy our witness. Now, he is called the adversary for a reason. And the Bible gives us very important case studies so that you and I will learn from the Word of God how precise, how dedicated, and how motivated the devil is to impact our relationship with Christ in a very negative manner. Now, please note that he cannot haptitai. He cannot touch us so as to exert a modifying influence on our relationship with Christ. That is, he cannot separate us from him. But he does want to compromise and soil our witness. We need to understand this reality. He wants to undermine our witness. And so we have to be very astute in our understanding of spiritual warfare. So I'm going to be reading from the Old Testament book of Zechariah, which was written approximately 520 BC, and this particular letter has to do, so this is the post-Babylonian exile. And it is given to believers, or to the return remnant, so that they would understand the requirements of God for their lives. This is a very powerful book. It is well worth your time, well worth deep study. I'm going to be reading from chapter 3, verse 1. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. The Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuking Satan, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this man a burning match from the fire? Now, this verse, the last verse, is reminiscent of Jude 23. Jude 23 in the New Testament. Now, Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. The angel said to those who were standing before him, take off his filthy clothes. Now, the idea in the Greek for Joshua's Joshua's filthy clothes, the Hebrew here means excrement, and so therefore we have an excrement motif. So it is a symbol of defilement and therefore guilt. Then he said to Joshua, see, I have taken away your sin, this is God speaking, and I will put rich garments on you. Then I said, put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him while the angel of the Lord stood by. The angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua. This is what the Lord Almighty says. If you will walk in my ways and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you a place among these standing here. Notice something in particular. Verse 1 again. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. And this is a picture of Revelation 12:2. And Satan standing there at his right side to accuse him. So in the Hebrew, we have the next one. And Satan standing at his right hand to Satan. To Satan, yeah. And so we have the Satan or old Satan in the Hebrew. Once again, he is the adversary, he is the opponent, and he is one in hostile opposition to the leader. In order to oppose us. And believers must understand that this is abiding, malignant desire to ruin us spiritually. And notice where Satan is standing. He is standing at his right side. Not on the left, but Satan is standing right outside in order to actively accuse or to actively oppose Joshua, his position, where he stands as the accuser, is for a reason. It is to draw attention to his righteous opposition to Joshua. Yet, the Lord Almighty sees what is going on here. Now, the name of the show is titled Spiritual Warfare is the Devil and Sleeper. And I have begun the study in Zechariah, because I want you to see the foundation for what it means to step. I want you to see that he actively opposes leaps. And he wants you discouraged. He wants you focused on your predicaments. He wants you focused on your situation. He wants to focus on your problems. He does not want you focused on what. He wants you to feel that nothing is going right in your mind. And so therefore, he wants to create within you a defeatist attitude. This is why I constantly say, to have a deep knowledge of the Word of God. When we turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, we read these words. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the blessed of Zechariah 3, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast and faithful, that the same afflictions are accomplished with your brethren that are in the Lord. What does it mean to resist? What does it mean to stand against him? To be in active opposition against him. I want you to get an understanding for the very real living reality of spiritual warfare. Now note that in scriptures, spiritual warfare is never a passive subject. We're meant to be passive. Okay? Understand that in the Greek New Testament, there are very few passive verbs. Now, in some of our translations, we might have more passive verbs, but not in the Greek text. We are in active opposition against the one who is dedicated to our devil. It's very dedicated. Here, the word adversary, verse 8, is antidikos. It means opponent in a lawsuit. Our legal adversary. So he wants to gather evidence about me in order to present his case against us before God. So I want you to see this connection, and I really want you to become dedicated students to the Word of God so that you can be successful in spiritual warfare. Morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a good day.